Larry watched her knocking a thumbnail on that gap between her front teeth as she thought it through. In a second, he could see her good sense, like a life jacket beginning to bring her back to the surface. "I'm going to give Collins immunity," she said then. "What?" "If Arthur gets what he wants, he won't ask why. Maybe, if we're lucky, Jackson will let us hear Collins' story in private first." "You can't give him immunity. The guy was running around with a murder weapon." "I have no choice, Larry. You gave me no choice. I can't fight this." Larry was furious about everything. "It's the election, right? You decided to give Collins immunity anyway. Ned already had you turned around. I'm just the excuse. You don't want to face the heat with Harlow." "Oh, fuck you, Larry." She picked up a pencil off her desk and threw it at the window. "God damn it, don't you understand this? The election is the least of it. There's still the law. There are rules and fairness. Christ, Larry, it's 10 years later, and listening to you right now, I wonder myself about what actually happened. Do you get that?" Leaning across her desk, she looked like she was ready to come over and throttle him. "Oh, I get it." He went to the door. "I'm just a cop." In the early summer evening, Jillian stood at the curb in front of Morton's downtown store, awaiting Arthur. By now, she could mark the duration of her relationship with Arthur by the light, which was fading earlier these days. Although she'd been told repeatedly that it was a sign of a depressive character, she'd never fully abandoned the inclination to treat natural phenomena, the onset of darkness or the dwindling of summer, with superstitious concern. Life was good. It would not last. Arthur was late, but it was clear once the sedan arrived, he was excited. "Another Murielgram," he said as Jillian slid in. He'd brought her copies of two short motions the PA's office had filed this afternoon in both the U.S. District Court and the Circuit Court of Appeals, acknowledging receipt of new and material information concerning the nature and circumstance of the crime. Muriel asked that all proceedings be stayed for 14 days to enable the state to investigate. "What in the world?" Jillian asked. "Did you call her?" "Naturally. I demanded the new information, and she wouldn't budge an inch. We fenced around for a while, but we finally agreed that if I give her the 2 weeks, she'll acquiesce in a motion to set aside the Court of Appeals order and reopen the case. Essentially, she's taking the points off the scoreboard." "My God." Although Arthur was driving, she slid closer to embrace him. "But what could this be? Is she going to immunize Collins?" "I can't believe that she'd concede in advance that he's credible enough to merit reopening the case. If she doesn't like what Collins says, she'll just call him a liar. It has to be more than that. It's got to be big." "So you've had a wonderful day," she said. Okay, he answered. "Some negative development?" "Nothing on the case, and not really negative. Muriel passed a comment about us." "They know." "I see. How does that make you feel?"
"Uncomfortable. I was thinking that we should run away."
"Oh, really? I mean it. Just pack up and find another spot. Start from scratch, both of us." "I've made some calls, Jill. There are states where a few years from now, assuming everything stays stable, you'd have a good chance if you applied for readmission."
"To the bar?"
He dared to look at her, nodding stoically before returning to the traffic. The notion was breathtaking. She had never even considered that she might be eligible to return from exile.
"And your practice, Arthur?"
"So what?
After all those years to make partner?"
"That's all about fear of rejection. I wanted to make it because I wouldn't have been able to stand myself if I didn't. Besides, if this is what I think it is with Rami, I'm going to be rich. If we clear him, Rami's going to have an amazing civil suit. I could leave the firm and take his case. He'll get millions, and I'll get my share. I've thought about it."
"Apparently."
Jillian smiled, while Arthur actually seemed to reflect on the prospect, and for that fragment of time, believed with him in a perfect future.